everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. Oklahoma FFA and the Oklahoma FFA alumni proud of the performances of Oklahoma FFA members at the 2017 National FFA Convention and Expo. National winners from Oklahoma include Kyle Young from Owosso FFA, National Champion Extemporaneous Public Speaking, National Beef Production Proficiency Champion Lane Fanning from Laverne FFA, and Fiber and Oilseed Production Champion Luke Muller from Navajo FFA. The Oklahoma FFA, I can, we will.
Livestock futures posted aggressive market losses today in both cattle and hog futures. The stability seen on Monday quickly eroded with follow-through pressure, which has been so evident throughout early November, which sparked today increased liquidation in all contract months. Corn prices lower today in light trade. December corn futures about 4 cents per bushel lower. The Dow Jones 67 points lower. NASDAQ down 43 points. Losses quickly swept through the livestock markets this morning, with nearby pressure in live cattle trade focused on the aggressive losses that moved quickly into the feeder cattle market. Losses seen from 80 cents per hundredweight in April 2018 contracts to $1.70 per hundredweight losses in summer 2018 contract months. The focus on additional market pressure likely to develop throughout the remainder of November in front of Thanksgiving weekend likely to spark even more uncertainty across live cattle trade. In feeder cattle, widespread pressure quickly developed across the complex, with nearby and deferred contracts quickly tumbling lower throughout morning trade. All but front month November futures now holding losses above $2 per hundredweight, with traders remaining focused on the overall lack of support in all livestock trade. This added increased pressure to the entire cattle market, with increased softness likely to develop throughout the upcoming days and weeks. Grain futures mixed today in choppy overnight trade that battled headwinds from bearish fundamentals and cautious outside markets. Corn prices were a little softer today as December futures tried to hold last week's contract lows, then nearby tried to prove a cycle low on the heels of last week's bearish USDA reports. Soybeans tried to hold on to a modest rebound overnight after slipping below key moving averages on Monday's break. January futures supported their old channel resistance line, which came in today at around $9.73.5. Wheat prices were a little lower today as the market continued to search for bullish news, but failed to find enough to spur buying. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.